hot as sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap! That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Dave Hooker, Off the Hook Sports on Rocky Top. That's hour two. About 20 minutes into the third hour, J.C. Sherbert from thebigspur.com. He's up in Chicago. We'll talk with him on the Thursday edition. 615-844-5600. That's the CTO line, the call text option line. I wish I could remember who came up with that name in the audience. I apologize to you because I'm not remembering. If you want to remind me, I'll give you credit. I should. The call text option line, 615-844-5600. I believe it was a Notre Dame fan up northeast. But I don't remember which one. That could describe what I just said. I believe it was a Notre Dame fan up northeast. That could describe what? 10 million people? Or more? I mean, seriously, but yeah, if you want to say, hey, Bill, that was me, I will properly credit you on that. Yeah, I do stress the text angle on it. For you folks, 615-844-5600 on Twitter, which they don't call it that anymore, doesn't matter. On Twitter, at Bill is King, and email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. We're winding down this portal window, this he-gone gateway window. We've got a few days left. I tell you who's really flashing in this, and that's Auburn. That's Auburn. Do you know how I mentioned a year ago, and I'm going to use a baseball analogy. I know you're thinking, now, wait a minute, Bill. Wait, whoa. Baseball analogy, football? Yes. You know, a year ago when Clemson brought in their new baseball coach from Michigan, who has done a very good job, and I said, year two, just watch that. Heck, they were really good year one. Remember, they played Tennessee in the postseason, lost, but that team was good enough to go distance, some distance. I don't think anybody was going to be better than LSU or Florida in that order, but that was a really good year in year one. And then Florida State struggled a year ago under Link Jarrett. He inherited a mess. But I said, year two, watch out. And look at both of them. Much improvement. I think the same thing. I don't know if I think it goes as far as what those two baseball teams are capable of this year. When I talk about Auburn football, Hugh Freeze year two. But whatever you think about Hugh Freeze, he's creepy, he's weird, Ole Miss don't like him, he got fired, he's just a creeper, Bill. Okay, fine, fine. That's what you think, if that's how you feel, okay. We still have free speech. Hope that lasts many more years, but right now we still have free speech, right? But if we just want to take it to the football field, if all those other opinions go away for the moment, and we just get down on the ball field, where the oblong spheroid is the arbiter of the truth and the scoreboard. He's a good coach. He's a brilliant offensive mind. And I'm not suggesting just because they're getting good news here in the Heat Gone Gateway, that just completely changes everything. But I do think it matters. I think Auburn is going to be sneakier good this year. Now, what does that mean? Big picture, what does that mean? I don't think, again, they're going to turn it around like Coach Jarrett has in baseball down at Florida State in year two. Will they chance to go into the postseason with some depth, maybe, or the same with Clemson? But I do think year two you're going to see much improvement. This is a team that did everything but beat Georgia, right? I think the most talented roster in America, Georgia. Now, they weren't able to close the deal. I understand. Closing it matters, too. But, and that was at Auburn. Auburn's a tough place, man. But Auburn's right. Playing at Jordan-Hare is incredibly difficult. Who was it? Try to remember who it was. Boy. Somebody sent me a text after that game, after the Georgia and Auburn game. It was Ken, good friend Ken down there. We'll see Ken in about a week. Down in Middle Georgia, and he said, and Ken's a big Georgia guy, and he said, Bill, there's some spooky spirit stuff going down at Auburn when you have to go in there. Because he wasn't surprised that Georgia game was so tough. But I think year two, Hugh Freeze, is going to be sneakier good for some people. Now, do I think I'd put Auburn up there with Georgia? No. Ole Miss? No. Texas? No. Who else? Tennessee? No. Texas A&M? No. Missouri? From a year ago? Probably not yet. No, I wouldn't. LSU? No. Oklahoma, probably not at the moment. Yeah, at the moment, probably not. But I think year two is going to be interesting, and they are getting some good news. The spring meetings, the playoff committee, spring meetings, whatever you want to talk about, happened over the last few days. And everything's pretty much in place. Most everything. The new format starting in 26, 14 teams. The payout is going to be $1.3 billion a year. The SEC and the Big Ten are going to get 29% of that each. Over the six-year span, the SEC and the Big Ten are going to get about $22, $23 million per school per year, just by virtue of the contract. Doesn't matter whether you busted a grape to earn anything or not. Just by virtue of your league and the contract language, the boilerplate, all of that, they're going to get around $22, $23 million apiece. ACC is going to get around 12 to 13. Notre Dame somewhere in there too. Big 12 is around 11-ish per team for the future. But since somebody, and I don't even know who it was, don't really care, a couple of weeks ago, wrote that psychotic article about everybody merging and having 10-team divisions and just literal psychobabble. They did ask Greg Sankey about it, and I just saw the quote. It sounded like it was a somewhat irritated bark back by him. He said something like, I haven't talked to anybody about that. Not going to talk about it now. I'm taking care of the business I need to take care of right now. That's what I'm worried about. I just found that article again, y'all, so weird. It was creepy. It literally creeped me out. It was almost like it was somebody's fantasy about what they wanted rather than something that's realistic. Let me put it this way. The only way something like that would happen is if we had a complete collapse in the financial structure. And I know what you're going to say, well, Bill, there's a lot of lawsuits out there. That is possible. I just don't see it happening. Yeah, I don't see it happening. Let me ask you a question. You want a pop quiz? Yeah, we don't guess it up until the top of hour two. You want a quick pop quiz? You know, I love these. What is the job of the commissioner of the league? What's their job? If you just take it and you just boil it down to a quick sentence, I don't want to hear a bunch of explaining and different seasons, different sports. What is the job of a commissioner? You want me to go ahead and answer it? To be a fiduciary. That's their job. That's it. How many words was that? To be a fiduciary. That's four words. I just listed for you. What does that mean? Handle the money for the league. Be in charge of the money. At the end of the day, what are you doing? You're running a big business. You are the fiduciary, so to speak. You handle their money. Period. Do you think Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti is going to give that up for some psychobabble futuristic 10 teams across America per division garbage? I tell you what, the day that happens, this show changes its format. I'll guarantee you that, too. All right, we're coming right back.
Good morning. T-Dot knows help trucks are already out here assisting a couple of stalled vehicles as it builds now on 65 down through Millersville through that section of Sumner County. Still not bad right now as we check it out live over here on I-40 coming in from Lebanon, Wilson County towards Davidson County. Still holding up right now through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 northbound. Watch for some radar this morning. Some sneaky radar out there in Rutherford County on 24 as you head towards 840. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors LLC is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors LLC. They're professionals who care.
Some days injuries I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a 7th straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olson. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Got the exculpatory evidence on college sports. It's Bill King.
Playboy. Oh, and there's an audio clip as well. Matter of fact, let me send this. Pat, I'm going to send you a clip. It is not profane. You do not have to worry about the editing mechanism here. But I'm going to send it to you. I'll tell everybody about it here in a second. Let's see. All right, I just sent it to you, Patton. It's only a brief little clip. Tom in Myrtle Beach, who a week from today will be down on the Emerald Coast for spring commitments, will be down there too. Got word from my son Brandon, we'll be able to leave early like we wanted to right after the show. What's interesting, he's going to be able to take his exams earlier in the week, whatever was scheduled for Thursday. His buddy, who goes to Alabama, will be coming down with us. He will have to take an exam in the car on the way down. That's what Brandon told me. Yes. At some point on that drive, he's going to have everybody shut up so he can take an exam, which is fine. I don't know if I can sleep. Maybe I'll grab a pillow and try and take a nap. But anyways, Tom says, Bill, agree 100%. Auburn lost to Georgia by 7, Bama by 3. This team should be good. I would not relish seeing Auburn on my schedule. Now, again, I don't think they're as good as Georgia. Matter of fact, let me reissue that. They're not where Georgia is as a roster. No. They're not. There's a gap there, regardless of how close that game was. And Bama's got a better more attractive roster for sure. But I'm just saying, regardless of that, they're going to be a pest. Bare minimum. I would not just, if you're one of those that don't like Auburn, fine. But don't let that cloud your judgment of what they're going to be about in football. They're going to be pretty good. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Patton, do you have that clip I sent you?
Not yet. Still pulling it up.
Okay. Interesting. And I had no idea this was going on. And let me go down to my timeline here. And yeah, I'm going to get back to Bitcoin Playboy because he brought up a blast from the past too. Bitcoin Playboy down in Athens, Georgia. But it's an audio clip, and apparently, I don't know the whole story. I'll have to pull it up. But I did see this clip. Rush Probst, who, as you know, top of hour two, every Monday, for I don't know how many years, you hear the clip from a coach talking about all that ridicule you took. When you pound on their butt tonight, you remember that. You take every fiber in your bone, every ounce in your bones, and you do it to beat deep out of them. That one, remember? That's Rush Probst. Well, I like Rush. And he was very successful at Hoover. It ended up in a highly talked about controversy that involved some off the field shenanigans. Ended up in Georgia, Colquitt County, Valdosta. That ended up with controversy, and now Pell City down in Alabama. And I believe he's only coached 1 or 2 years down there. Well, apparently they had, in the last couple of days, a meeting. And I guess that would be, I don't know who it would be, the school board or something, to oust him, except they didn't have the votes to get it done. And here is the announcement at this particular Pell City meeting that the motion to remove Rush Probst has failed. Take a listen.
Second. That motion has failed. Action item.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know the inside scoop there. Although we can just assume Rush comes in there, he's a big bully, probably made a lot of people mad, and then they want him out. You're not going to hurt my feelings like that. You're not going to scream at my little boy, my baby boy on the team, and treat him bad. Remember, he got into it with some, that happens all the time, right? And I'm sure some folks got their feelings hurt. They got it to a vote of the board or whoever that is, and it was rejected. Down in Pell City. Patton, if you have that available, let's hear that incredible moment down in Pell City, Alabama, one more time.
That motion has failed. Action item.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah. Take that. Mommy and daddy getting your little feelings hurt. Take that right there. We're not the feelings police. We're about winning. That's the police we are. You're about feelings. Go down the street and join the country club, 7-on-7 team. Join the pajama league team if you're worried about your feelings. So there it is. Now, again, I don't know anything about what happened, although I can be general and give you what I would assume happened, because everywhere Rush goes, it's the same script. He wins. Now, I don't think he's won at Pell City yet. You guys correct me now. It's not like I'm checking the Pell City box score every Friday night during the playing portion. I'm not. But I don't think he's won there yet. Won huge at Hoover. Won pretty big at Colquitt County. Did a pretty good job at Valdosta. Now, Valdosta was all about the alleged misappropriation of funds, right? Believe so. Yeah, believe so. But I had several of you send me that clip yesterday. Hey, Bill, did you see this? No, I had not seen that. I had not seen that. Clay here in the 615 Vandy fan. Bill, did you see this? Former Clemson assistant Lamansky Hall, played at Bama, named Vanderbilt Director of Development. Lamansky Hall lived here 20 years ago. His kids were on some of my kids' Little League teams. I believe he was with the Titans, right? And then stayed here and then, I think, started coaching, etc. But apparently he's been picked up Director of Player Development by Vanderbilt. Lay providing that bit of information. And Lamansky Hall was a... remember talking to him about it. And I don't know, it might have been Brother Oliver or whoever it was. He said, I'm looking for a small outside linebacker. Lamansky Hall was probably 6 foot, about 215. But very athletic, like a safety, but physical too. And played, I believe, was Lamansky Hall on that 92, that Alabama defense? I don't think he was on that team. You guys, again, correct me on that one. I don't think he was one of the linebackers on that team, which, other than the Georgia 21 defense, the Alabama 92 defense is the most generational defense that I can recall. It was that good. It was that stout. Loaded with players at every position. Loaded across the board at every position possible. Georgia Dog said, hey, Bill, I was just listening. Taking a nap with Brandon driving isn't a good idea. Well, that's why I probably won't be able to nap. Jerry up in the 419 was the one to come up with the name. That's right. Jerry, I appreciate that. My apologies. I had you pegged. I just couldn't remember who it was. I had your description. He said, Bill, I came up with the CTO line. I likened it to the RPO offense. I live in Northwest Ohio. Huge Notre Dame fan, long time. Listen to your show from way back in the serious days. I can always text, but usually always listen. God bless, take care. Jerry up in Northwest Ohio. You know us Southerners, we think Ohio, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, Maine, Nova Scotia. We think all that's the same. We just lump it all together. You get down here, your brain gets warped, right? You just geography ain't a thing. Yeah, it isn't a thing. But, no, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm not a good sleeper in the car when it comes to travel. I just don't do well. I can on flights. If I'm against the window, okay, this is weird. I could, if it's going to be, let's say you're going at West Coast, so it's going to be 4 hours. If I can prop my head against the, you know, the window or whatever, or, you know, the wall right there, if you're on the very inside, I can nap some there on a flight. But it's hard for me in a car. Yeah, it is. But we are heading down Thursday at 9:01. Absolutely excited about it. If you happen to be around tomorrow in the 615, we will be at the Omni. People get confused. Sometimes they think, I have people say, Bill, so you go in every morning and you're doing your show from the Omni. No. No. They're our title sponsor. I mention them probably like we're there, but no, we're not there every day. We're there once a month. For years and years, it was the first Friday of every month. Now, last few months, it got changed to the last Friday of every month. And that means tomorrow we'll be there. Coach Pete will check in. Coach Pete, he's heading down there too to the Emerald Coast. Coach Pete will be with us by phone from her College Station, Texas area ranch. Ole Miss Evie will be with us top of hour two. She is coming to Commitmas. No Kevin Hagan. Kevin has scheduling conflicts today, so me, Kevin, Patton, we will not be taping today. But that'll resume next week. And hour three, I believe Brad's back with us. He hadn't told me otherwise. He's been on his journey, stadium to stadium, across the fruited plains of America. And really, it's pretty cool. I don't know that I could commit to something like that. I mean, that's one of those things that I wish I'd have done, but I don't want to do it. Does that make any sense? No. But it does to me, meaning I wished I'd have done it in the past and just checked out every stadium. I'm really not that interested in that stuff. I mean, I am to a certain extent, but not that interested. But I wished I had them. I would not do that today. No. There's way too many things I'd rather be doing than that. But Brad is eating up with it, and he's doing it, and I respect that. We'll ask him about it. I know he went to the Buckeye spring game, went to the Notre Dame game. He's been to a lot of different campuses. And remember now, Brad is from Ohio. All those years, Brad's from Ohio and was working up in Cleveland when he first got into this whole world, working for Phil Tinfoil up in Cleveland, left him to jump out of the nest and go on his own, started his own service, handicapping, from Ohio, then moved to Vegas. I mean, he's been out there probably 10 years. And he's coming back with the advent of all the loosening of the gambling rules state to state. He's coming back. TJ, top of hour two. TJ Pitcher, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Starting to be a little bit busy now, coming down 840, coming westbound, especially out of Rutherford County into Williamson County. Up around Elmaville Road as traffic increases down from the north on 65, coming southbound down through Millersville. We did see it get a little bit heavy and slow at times. 40 east just past 840, all that traffic flow coming in from Dixon County towards Kingston Springs. Some radar was out there earlier. Be careful. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a brand new menu. You got to check it out today. Prince's Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to treat your floors, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Titans trade for Legarius Sneed. I'm going to give you who he went up against in the 2023 season. Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver in the NFL. Two catches, 14 yards. AJ Brown in Philadelphia. One catch, 4 yards. Stephon Diggs, one catch, 3 yards.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Dog down in Peachtree City. Bill, a little late to the show this morning. Not sure if you saw Brad Powers' tweets about the Georgia spring game. I didn't. Brad, Georgia spring game thoughts. The most competitive and highest quality spring game I've ever watched. D-line beat the O-line most of the day. Freshman and sophomore classes on D are the best I've seen. 9 5 stars. Linebacker Allen, defensive end Williams are all Americans. Wide receiver Lovett flashed big time. Second year out of Missouri. It was ones versus ones, twos on twos, rotating all four quarters. Heisman favorite Carson Beck attempted 46 passes. If you enjoy physical, tough football, this is the one spring game to watch, unless, of course, you prefer hot dog eating and dunk contest. Oh, a little shot at Baby Kiff there, huh? Yeah, a little shot at Baby Kiff for his hot dog eating contest. Well, I'll say this. I'm not Mr. Spring Game guy, as you know, that I've noted a million times through the years. But there's a reason Kirby Smart's the top college football coach in America. Nicky's gone. Can't say Nicky anymore. Nicky's the all-time best. The current best active coaching is the guy in Athens, Georgia, Kirby Smart. Mike the Mad Dog, Noonan, Georgia. Bill, looking forward to seeing Coach Pete again. Absolutely enjoyed meeting him in Nashville. Coach Pete is going to be a fun dude down there. Coach Pete will go as far as you want to go with football, meaning as deep as you want to get into the play. The X's, the O's, all that stuff. Coach Pete will go as far into that as you want to go. If you want junior high algebra, we can do that. If you want to get into high-level calculus, he can do that when it comes to the X's and O's. However high you want to take it. Perry Mason. Bill, nothing but truth on that pregame speech. Gets me going every time. Pure Bubba. Play it again, Bill. I missed it. He and Augie absolutely get after it. Patton, I don't know if you'll have time, but after the break, can you get Rush Probst, the one we use Mondays, the one you play, coming out of the top of the hour, hour number two on Monday, Rush Probst, and then the Augie Garrido post-game Texas speech. Can you have those ready? And when we come back, I'll introduce them, but I don't think we're going to have time here. Yeah, we'll get those for you. That's a good idea. You know what? The Rush Probst audio clip that we play, top of hour two on Mondays, never gets old. You know, you can hear something, a clip, maybe a song, and it eventually you like it, but eventually it gets old. That one never gets old. It never grows weary to me. It was funny, though, people. Hey, Bill, here's your boy. What happened down there in Pell City, Bill? Well, I don't know. First time seeing of it. When there's about to be some sort of city-wide Rush Probst meltdown, sometimes I don't get the memo. It's unfortunate. Yeah, sometimes they don't say, hey, Bill, warning, your boy's in trouble again. Well, first of all, I don't think he's my boy, but I've never met Rush Probst. I've never met him. I'm fully aware who he is, but I can't, you know, all these guys that I talk about, a lot of them I know pretty well, right? All these coaches. I don't know, other than what I see and read, I don't know Rush. Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey. Bill, I'm going to be at the Rutgers spring game Saturday. Looking forward to it. Go Rutgers. Yes, sir. Jim is sincere there. He is going to go there to support RU and Coach Schiano and the revival that Schiano has brought about up in Piscataway, New Brunswick. For sure. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, the clips that never get old are the Cosby clips, especially when he calls Jimbo a bum. Cosby has, we could, if we had all the audio clips captured from all these literally decades, Cosby started calling in the mid-90s. I don't remember the exact year, but somewhere 93, 94, 95, right in there. 30 years. He's been a caller on and off on this show. We could do an entire best of. So I could take the day off, fake a sick day, and it would easily occupy 3 hours of just nothing but his clips. Would that not be wild? Somebody driving down the road, tuning in this show, and that's all they got? one clip after another of him. That would be comic level genius. All right, when we come back, I'll introduce those clips Perry Mason was talking about. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's loading up pretty good right now with some heavy traffic volume right on schedule, actually, coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. A little bit of radar already this morning. They're being sneaky out there on I-40 in Wilson County, especially in the Mount Juliet area. That wreck has some injuries in the 500 block of Benton Avenue and 65 South, already heavy there at Trinity Lane. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. Do you have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
JB and the General.
You're 6 foot nine for Joe Alton and ran a good 40. 5.04, I believe, was.
I think I saw a little bit of his work. I looked like he was moving around pretty well.
Looked good. I will say this, though. Chargers at five, he's going to play right tackle for them. So if he makes it past then, maybe you can get him to the Titans at seven, but apparently he's not making it past number five.
Really?
So it is unfortunate.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
Hashtag fat side up. Tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
All right, Patton, do you have these clips ready and available? We need the Rush Probst, top of hour two, and we need the Augie Garrido, post-game Texas. Can you grab those? Okay. We'll get to those here in a second. This was brought up by Mr. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America. If you take a sip of orange juice this morning, it might have come from Perry Mason's fields of orange groves, trees, whatever you call it. Yeah, it might come from our guy. Georgia Dog says Billy Probst was caught watching The View on CNN and wearing a mask. Secret Corona bro. Alabama ain't woke, Bill. I don't know. What's that about? I don't even know what you're talking about there. Is that? Oh, you're saying that's why they tried to vote him out down in Pell City? I don't think he had a real good year at Pell City. I could be wrong. I don't check the Pell City scores. Most Fridays during the plague portion, I just don't check them. Probably should for entertainment purposes.
Over in your bowl, and you take it, and you...
All right, we'll try it again. 3, 2, 1, go!
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
I've never heard, I'm serious, folks. Vince Lombardi, Bear Bryant, name the best coaches ever. Nick Saban, I've never heard a pregame better than that right there. That is G-word. Great. I don't care if it was a high school or not. Hoover is a pretty doggone good high school, too. It's a fantastic high school. But nonetheless, I have never heard one better than that. All right, this is Augie after a disappointing loss, Texas baseball, and this is the reverse of that. This is him ripping his team.
All right, in 15 minutes, you guys will probably all be fucking fine with this, okay? So I'll just sum it up this way, as fast as I can. That is the most humiliating game in the last fucking 10 years I've been involved with. How can we fucking get picked on the first base? How can you do that? The f*** is that about? What do you think you're f***ing with here? This isn't about some goddamn game. This is about our lives.
That's Augie. I had him on, and I don't remember the conversation, but somewhere around 05, 06, 07, we had him on. And it was good. No, Augie actually, outside of that setting, is a very, and God rest his soul, he passed away. But Augie was a very charming, nice guy, from what I could tell. I know that right there was a dress down. When it comes to baseball, that's a whole different topic. Augie's going to get serious. It's amazing. I don't know how many of you noticed this because you're not around it as much as me, but coaches, and not all of them, but there are some coaches that outside of, let's say, football, head coaches now, they're very nice and charming, but when it comes to football, that ends. It changes them. You know who's like that? Gene Stallings. Gene Stallings, who's still around, couldn't be a nicer, charming guy. But if it's, and I don't mean you're just talking football away from the field. I mean, it's game week. It's right in the middle of it, right? You don't screw around with that guy. You do not play around with him. And if he sees something that was written that either broke protocol or he didn't want out or looked like you snuck something, oh, God help you. God help you. Griff, remember Griff's told some stalling stories where he got in a lot of trouble when he was down there. But away from that, he could not be more charming, more reasonable. But some coaches, not a big percentage, but some coaches, man, once you get inside the walls and then it's either, you know, game week or something on the field or something maybe as a writer you wrote, God help you. Dudes don't play. They don't play. I haven't had much of that. I've had coaches call me. But almost in every case when a coach calls me, it's not that they're challenging something I said. It's that they wished I hadn't said it. Does that make sense? I can't argue about what you said factually. I wish you wouldn't go there. It's trying to control the conversation. That's the calls I get, which will never work with me. No. Don't try that. Hour 2 coming up. TJ, we'll go down to Tampa. I'm the Nashville Hotel.